Mr. President, good afternoon. This morning, Chancellor Wise presented to us a lot of information about the educational excellence of this university. Along with that, operational excellence is something we also focus on. So I'd like to talk to you about a little bit about that, at least one aspect of that. Chancellor Wise said that she stood between you and lunch. I realize I stand between you going home. As this board is aware, the ARR initiative was started in November 2009 when President Eikenberry created a working group to recommend steps that the university should take to improve the delivery of administrative services at the university. In June 2010, the group submitted its final report to the board, and then the implementation efforts, which was led by senior leaders of the university, started later that year. The implementation effort involved a wide range of initiatives to improve service as well as to reduce the cost of providing those services by leveraging the university's scale and size. Throughout these efforts, we have been mindful of protecting and investing services in core missions, and also mindful of being willing to invest in technology when appropriate to achieve efficiency. The ARR initiative has been a broad-ranging effort which has reinforced our diligence in identifying cost-effective solutions for delivering all forms of services, especially in the areas of IT, procurement, and HR. And improving the university's internal business processes has also been another focus. I want to stress that this initiative was designed to build on many ongoing efforts that were taking place in the university throughout its colleges, departments, and a variety of units across the university. So today, I'm here happy to report to you that thanks to the hard work of many people across the university, over the past 2 years, the ARR initiative has resulted in recurring annual savings of $50 million. And when we add the expected savings from projects that have already been initiated, that number reaches approximately $60 million a year in recurring savings. The ARR working group had a long-term target of $60 million, so this initiative had reached that target in 2 years. It is important to point out that these savings have accrued to individual departments and units at our three campuses and the university administrations. These savings has provided these departments and the institution the flexibility to retain focus on core educational missions in the face of fiscal challenges to the overall budget. These savings indicate that the university has been and continues to be fully committed to the efficiency and to reducing administrative costs. A majority of these savings has come from our procurement function. Following the recommendation of the ARR report, the university's procurement office has aggressively negotiated purchasing contracts for high usage supplies and services to be able to leverage the university's scale as a buyer. We are a big institution, and by pooling the efforts of buying power of all the various departments and units, we can leverage that scale that we have to obtain better pricing and better service. Just to give you one example, the group recently executed a contract for electrical supplies. These new contracts, have resulted in approximately 9% of savings over the previous year for the same pool of goods. So the savings were over $250,000 for a total spend of about $3 million in that category. And that's how the procurement effort leads to efficiencies, by pooling the efforts of